This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about Craigslist. Has everybody in this room had a Craigslist encounter? No, just me?
Not a crazy one.
Oh, really?
No.
No, I've never... use Craigslist.
Because you're an eBay guy.
Yeah.
Every once in a while when you want something bad enough, like I wanted Legos bad for my kid. You go buy a set of Legos, they're like $80. And he's like, I just want the guys. And you're like, I spent $80 for the two guys in the thing. So I'm like, you go on Craigslist and somebody's like offering, they showed a picture of like all these boxes and you can see guys in there. So you just go to their house.
See, that's, yeah.
It's better to meet in the Walmart parking lot. The Lego situation was weird because they're like, they're all in the back. And I was like, you're sitting there and you're like, I have to come in. I'm like, can you bring them here? And they're like, they're in the tub.
Okay.
I was like,
oh,
this
no.
is getting worse.
And I remember walking through the weird rusty screen door or whatever. And then they closed the door behind me and locked it.
No.
Whoa.
And you're like, I'm going to die in the tub.
100%.
At the end of this.
For Lego guys.
As I'm walking, I'm like, looking to see if I'm walking on plastic. Because I'm like, this is a Dexter killer. Like,
was there a lotion in a little basket?
There was not. Okay. But it was, yeah.
Old cartoons playing in the background.
All that was in my head. All that was happening. It feels like all that happened. They legit were like nice people and their kid had, like, I know now what they were doing. Like, their kid had played with the Legos forever, so they put him in the bathtub to, like, they put him in the bathtub in super hot water.
Oh, the water.
And kind of sanitized him. And
okay.
Then just, they had drained the water and just never scooped him back up.
Okay.
But then, like, when I gave him the money, then I, like, had to sit there. And,
oh.
Then I'm just in their bathroom, and they're standing over my shoulder, and I'm scooping Legos into a black trash bag.
Back to being weird.
Yeah,
now.
No, the whole thing's just bizarre, and I'm like... I'm remembering how many steps it takes to get to the door and it's locked. And do they just lock the top one or do they lock more than one thing? You guys, I can't believe you haven't done a Craigslist thing. Let's do one tonight.
No, I just not know all that.
You know where you meet now is
cop
police.
Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police. Mm-hmm.
They'll
yeah.
let you meet in the parking lot of police stations.
Yeah, that tells you a lot about these Craigslist crazy people.
We want to talk to people who've had a strange Craigslist encounter, but because Craigslist is starting to age out of it, we'll take any weird.
Oh, what are the next
shopping
one?
Online? Well, like Facebook Marketplace
oh,
is like
yeah, huge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You don't get those on Facebook? Oh, your notifications are all about fitness models and stuff.
Yeah, I don't have Face. I don't do Face.
Well, dude, we've all watched you stalk my ex-wife and.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's just a separate button that you would never touch because there's not hot girls there.
Oh,
Marketplace.
Okay, no wonder.
And you
I
can
don't.
Just okay. like
sell. So...
But I just feel like everything on there is as big a scam as Craigslist.
I've gotten a couple good things off
really?
Of there. Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I got a notification today. AirPods Pro, $60. And they showed like three boxes of it. Those are $240 AirPods. There's no way they're $60.
That's
You're buying
not
an empty
real.
Box.
Or maybe they have some sort of a... Yeah, no, I don't think that's real. But like I got a brand new rug that is... It was brand new, but it didn't fit in the girl's place. So she was just reselling it. I got
and there's no bugs on it. There's no weirdness on it.
It looks brand new.
She was sane when you met her.
She was totally sane, totally clean. Went with my mom, had a pleasant exchange, was
wow.
really easy. Love the rug. My couch that I couldn't let go of.
Yeah.
That I bought off of a grandma, off of OfferUp.
Oh, really?
That other app.
That's another one.
OfferUp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pleasant experience. Great.
And you
wow.
went to her house?
Went to her house, and her son-in-law was there. I mean, I went with my dad, but...
Okay.
You just... It's just a weird thing for humans to go, this is my junk, but you might really want it.
Yes.
And then there's all the like, do you pay them first and then they don't give it to you?
Right.
Or do they let you put it in your car and they don't know if you're going to just drive off and not pay them?
Yes.
That's true.
Because I've also bought some big stuff and it gets really weird because my daughter has this like, it's called the Olivia bed. It's like a dollhouse bed.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like $3,000 at the store. And somebody had on Craigslist for $300. So like I go and buy it. And I'm like, there's like she's saying, I'm like, I'm not going to give you this $300 till it's in my car. Cause then you're just going to hit me in the head.
Okay.
I don't even know if you live here. That's like it's true. Just in their garage.
Yeah.
They just saw an open garage. Push them on Craigslist. Let's go. And then the guy assured me, he's like, just took it down yesterday. Got all the screws, got it home, had like, there's no instructions, so you're just trying to figure it out. It had, like, 7 screws, and it needed, like, 40.
Oh.
And they're the big, long furniture screws with the Allen wrench thing on them.
Yeah.
So it sucked, but, I got a bed for $300.
That's okay.
And I didn't get beat over the head.
That's not bad.
So we got some weird stories we're going to tell you from the interweb, but we want to hear your weird Craigslist craziness or offer up... Oddness.
Oh. Not bad.
Facebook.
Look at you, all that.
I can't say that word.
Out.
There it is. All right. So 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. What got us inspired for this is somebody put an ad in Danville, Illinois, Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to read the whole thing, but they're literally saying they're looking for odd or plain nasty or gross stuff. They're looking for jars of tissue with like... human specimens, animal skulls.
What?
He says the stranger the better. Stranger spelled STRAINGE.
Mm.
If you have something you found, have no longer want or need. We know somebody, I don't want to say who it is, who would go on Craigslist looking for bones.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Was a total bone fanatic.
Things out of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Art.
Crafty.
Yep.
And like put up Craigslist ads. If you happen to see a deer get killed on the side of the road, I'll go get it and like wait for the bones to dry.
Because
wasn't there bones over off of 225 right by the station that he was waiting for the maggots to eat the meat?
It was a deer.
Ew.
A dead deer had fallen down, and he was going to wait till like 3 a.m. when there was no traffic, and he was going to go get that car.
And then he was going to put the bones in, and then eventually put them up on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Bones on Craigslist. The one that I remember talking about before, and this one is one of the worst ones, somebody bought off of Craigslist a Keurig.
Ooh. Keurig? Yeah, no.
Or the coffee maker?
No kitchen stuff.
Oh, you're not supposed to? Oh, right?
I don't know. That just seems gross
too
to me.
Personal. It's a little too...
I'm kind of with like an appliance is just a little.
Yeah.
But so they're making their coffee and they thought it was broken because like the water goes through and it should just be dirty. It should be coffee water. But there was like chunks in it. So they were like the coffee grounds.
Grounds. Yeah.
Eventually, then they started noticing cockroaches in their kitchen.
What?
And apparently inside the Keurig was a cockroach nest. And so the chunks that were falling into their coffee were either cockroach poo or ground up cockroach.
Get out.
Or whatever. So it infested their whole house and they were drinking cockroaches for a while.
Get out of, never thought of that.
That's horrifying.
That's not right.
So those are examples of Craigslist craziness or Facebook freakiness or offer up oddness. We want to hear your stories. Brian?
Yay.
Craigslist craziness. What happened?
Yeah. So I answered an ad on Craigslist. Somebody was wanting some ammo. So I replied to the ad, said I had some ammo for sale, met this guy up in a parking lot, and in like a split, like 5 second process, he kind of like, robbed me. He took my ammo, jumped in his car, and took off. So I'm like driving back home. I'm all depressed, like pissed off. And so I go back and I answer the same exact ad I had answered the first time and basically tricked this dude and met back up with him using a different phone number. And then I already knew what he drove. So I kind of like blocked his car in the parking lot where we met up. And the dude was like freaked out that he was thinking I was going to shoot him. And I basically told him I wanted my ammo back. He said he'd already traded it for like meth and stuff. But I told him to empty his pockets and give me his watch and his girlfriend's phone and everything to pay me back.
So you robbed him the second time? Holy crap. Because there's a guy on the other line saying he had to give up his girlfriend's watch and his. Are you serious? You robbed him. I mean, he robbed you first, but.
Dead serious it happened. Dead serious it happened. So, yeah, and I ended up selling the G-Shock watch. I ended up selling the G-Shock watch like a week later to somebody else for like $100. So I actually made some money on the deal.
Heck yeah. Look at that. Worked out great. That was
good for you, Brian. Upstanding citizens like you is what I think. It's awesome. You had to get your revenge one way or the other.
Dang.
And you already sold it for crack or whatever.
That
so
was clever, Howie.
Very, very clever. Kenny G.
Yay.
Craigslist craziness. What do you got?
Well, I don't got a Craigslist craziness, but I got something close to it. Okay. When I was young, I worked for the Manpower, and they gave us youths. I was about 12 years old or whatever, and they gave us jobs to just keep us busy through the summer. But the one that they gave me was I was working in the projects, and what they would do is when these single-family homes or whatever, they'd get vacated, they would go in there, and after they cleaned it out, they would set these bombs. There would be a two-story floor or single-family upstairs and downstairs. They set these bombs, and they put upstairs and downstairs, and you couldn't go in there for 2 or 3 days because what they do is it set off, and you would kill all the cockroaches.
It's a literal bug bomb to kill the roaches and the bed bugs and everything else.
Exactly. So anyway, after they cleared out for a couple of days, they opened the windows, they give us a push room. They said, okay, you start upstairs, and we get the closet, and there are we were with our push rooms, and we were pushing piles and piles and piles of roaches. I mean, we were taking big shovels and putting them in big hoppers, and that's how many roaches were in there. It was crazy.
That's a definite Craigslist type job.
Yeah.
That's like, just come down here and you're helping the community and you're just scooping up roaches.
That's disgusting.
And also that bug bomb chemical has probably turned you into the person you are today.
I was going to say, that's not
which is not ideal.
I'll never forget that.
Thank you for the call, Kenny G. Aubrey.
Yep.
Craigslist craziness. Yep. Yai, what'd you get?
I got a Christmas tree.
Oh, yay.
Yay. What happened?
So I got to the place. The house was completely empty. It was being renovated by the guy.
Okay.
And he told me if I wanted to see the Christmas tree working, that it was just in a crawl space that he was working in.
Oh.
And I had my kids in the car, and I said, no, thank you. Just give me the tree, and I'll get out of here.
He wanted you to literally go into the crawl space. This is the beginning of a lot of bad movies. Thank you for the call, Aubrey. Amanda.
Yay.
Craigslist craziness. What happened?
Yeah. So a while back, I was selling like these little footstools that were like fuzzy on the top, like the kind that you would see in a teenager's bedroom.
Yeah.
And this guy kept messaging me and asked if, like, it would hurt them if I yanked on them real good. He wanted videos of me, like, sitting on them and brushing them. And then, like,
what?
He would just, I got all sorts of weird messages from him, and he messaged me for months about these stools long after they were gone.
He just wanted, the videos of you interacting with the stools.
Yeah, you could tell there was, like, some sort of weird fetish.
How many videos did you send?
Yeah, how much money did you make?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.